Brother David, I was wondering if quickly we can go through these features of these young men to impress the thought of what does it mean compromise, and to understand it in a practical way that we might all understand it.
Yeah.
The first thing we read of them, that they were royal. That's birth. Now bring these thoughts to you and to me in the present moment. What makes us royal? What makes us part of the family of God is something called the new birth. And sometimes we are willing to live in this world, not in the good that I belong to the household of God. People might not see it. Although, by right, we are royal because of our birth. The second thing of them, they were nobles. It's a position of the Christian. I want to bring it to us. It's the position of the Christian, where we are in Christ. And unfortunately, when we compromise, we bring that position so low that we are willing to be in the world rather than in Christ. Because where do I understand it? It's a position. You go all the way to 1 Samuel chapter 2. When Hannah was uttering these words, "Thou hast brought the poor and the beggar from the dunghill, and thou hast set him up with the nobles." What a position. So when you compromise your position, is instead of being a position in Christ, you will have your position in this world. That's compromise. That's compromise. The third feature of it is they were youth. Energy. Full of energy. And the scripture encourages the young believer is that they will face the enemy in the gates and they are not ashamed. There is a vigor and testimony for Christ. But unfortunately, the youth in our days, sometimes we might fall that we need the exhortation, flee from youthful lust. That instead of going after the things of Christ, how do I compromise? I go according to my own lust and flee from youthful lust. The fourth one, quickly, it says they were no blemish. Purity. They were signs that keeping themselves pure. And this is something when somebody doesn't want to compromise what we know, what we have believed, what the exhortation is, keep yourself pure. Keep yourself from idols. Keep yourself from certain things and get into it and become impure, if you will, in a practical way. You have compromised. You have compromised. The second thing in line that says over there that their countenance, there was something about how they looked. It's conformity. It's conformity. And you and I are exhorted to be conformed into the image of the Lord Jesus. And if you are not conformed into this image, you are transformed and acting like the people of this world. That's compromise. That's called compromise. The other thing is they were skillfulness in wisdom. You know what wisdom teaches us? How many times we get in trouble in a practical way. We say the wrong thing at the wrong time to the wrong people. But these people were skillfulness in wisdom. They knew what to say at the moment given to them by God. They were skillful of the words they have uttered. They were skillful of how they ought to behave in this situation. And when you become unruly and you do whatever you want to do and you say whatever you want to say, you have compromised. You have compromised. The next aspect of it is that there was the knowledge. They were acquainted with the truth. Acquainted with the truth. We have heard they had a great foundation. And there is no greater foundation than the truth that is found in Christ. And when you give up the truth, sell the truth, buy the truth and sell it not. And when you are willing to sell it, you have compromised. You have compromised. But the last one I want to mention about, there are two more things, but science. Although that word might be limited to what science means at that time, but I want to bring it to our days. You know when you will compromise in science? When you will give room that there is a possibility of evolution, or tolerate it, or accept it. A good Christian knows the science and the conviction that God is the creator of all things. And when you start questioning this, you're compromising. You are compromising. So Lord, give us grace that even from these features that belong to these men, there was no room for them to compromise, although status was changed. They took their manhood away. They wanted to impress upon them new language. Giving them new names, it didn't matter. They did not compromise.
Amen. We'd just like to touch on what Brother David mentioned in connection with the land of Shinar in verse 2, that Nebuchadnezzar, when he had first attacked Jerusalem, he took the vessels of the house of God and carried them to the land of Shinar. Now we'll see that come out in chapter 3 as well, where the image is in the plain of Dura. But why would he take the vessels? Well, the enemy sets the challenge right at the beginning, right? At the very beginning of the course here, the opening page. You know, we think of in Judges when the Philistines put the ark in the presence of the Lord, or rather the ark in the temple of Dagon, right? Why? It's to say that our God is greater than your God, right? And this is the point here. Our God, our gods are greater than Jehovah, are greater than the Lord. But Daniel and his friends pick up this challenge, and this comes out a couple of times in the book of Daniel. As I said, chapter 3, chapter 5, we went look at Belshazzar. He brings the vessels out, right? But Daniel and his friends, they take up this challenge, but I must say, they do it, as Brother John mentioned, the way they did it was right. They did it, for example, in verse 8, we see with Daniel, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs. Like, there was a certain way he did it. It was not demanding their rights or fighting in a fleshly manner, right? There was a spiritual way of taking it up. And we see this, we'll say for the lack of a better word, contest throughout Daniel. Who has the power? And it's revealed throughout the book that God, that Jehovah, he is the Most High God. But through these weak young men, let's put it that way, a remnant, we're able to give that testimony to the power of the true and the living God. Because Satan at the beginning sets the challenge, right? I have more power, right? Mm. But in weak vessels, we can give testimony as to who really has the power. That's the challenge that is set before us.